The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today was another harrowing day for markets, with the Straits Times Index falling by more than 7% over the course of the Monday session. And the sell-off that's really gripped global equities has spared nobody, including what was seen as the near infallible safe haven of the Singaporean REITs. Now, S-REITs are coming off a very memorable 2019, where they were the darling of many an investor that was looking for defensive plays. But so far, this sell-off and this descent into bear market territory has caught even the best REITs off guard. And there are a couple of feedbacks from the COVID-19 pandemic and its economic impact that might cause some problems for some of the country's real estate trusts. Well, today on Market View here in Primetime, we're joined by Mr. Vijay Natarajan. He's the resident research analyst for RHB, covering property stocks and REITs. And if anyone can help us make better sense of how to approach the one safe haven REITs that are being tested like never before, it might be him. Mr. Natarajan, or Vijay, if I may call you Vijay, thank you so much for joining us. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes.
All right. So, Vijay, let's talk first about the recent slump in S-REITs along with these broader markets. Many of your other peers in the investment research space have actually pointed to S-REITs being still a favorable sector because of the strong fundamentals, despite the sudden impact of COVID-19. Do you think this is just a case of fearful sentiment just winning over solid fundamentals? Or do you think that the case of solid fundamentals for the S-REITs might not be as solid as some might think it is?
That's a good question. I think the recent sell-off is a combination of factors. It has both fear as well as fundamentals driving the sell-off in the market, REIT sell-off in the market. So if you look at the fundamentals, fundamentally what has changed, definitely the global outlook has changed drastically over the last 1 month. From the point of which we were expecting a global economic growth, we are now looking at a recession kind of scenario. So this will definitely clearly have an impact on the REITs also. While REITs are immune or less impacted during a recession scenario, but broadly, if you say, REITs will also be impacted because the leases, the upcoming rents that are coming for renewal will also be pressured under this current scenario. So the outlook for REITs in terms of demand has changed drastically over the last 1 month. Other than this, what is also driving the REIT sell-off in the market is that we are also seeing some deleveraging effects. Many of the clients has been leveraging up to buying REITs, especially the private banking clients, which is also adding some pressure to the sell-offs. As well as there was a lot of passive funds which are tracking the REITs, were buying into the REITs, and there has been some fund redemptions for these passive funds, which is also causing a REIT sell-off in the current market scenario.
Now, Vijay, you mentioned there a number of the REITs looking at possible acquisitions or also deleveraging recently. If you remember last year, one of the big talking points around the REITs was possibly raising the leverage limits of S-REITs to help them better compete for acquisitions. But given the recent outbreak and how it's changed the scenario pretty much, is acquisitions using debt or higher debt maybe not the wisest thing now? And maybe these lower gearing ratios versus other REITs in the world, will this actually pose be favorable for them, surprisingly?
Yes, I would agree with that. Yes, there was a lot of discussion about possible increase in the gearing limit last year. But considering what has happened and how things have changed drastically, it would be prudent. I think MAS might relook at the increase of the gearing limit. I think they would postpone this, or they might even cancel that such a plans of increasing the gearing limit. At this scenario, I think what the REITs need is not an increase in gearing limit, because things have changed quite drastically.
Yeah, and the thing is too, like, could they also be, the thing about acquisitions too, I mean, it's going to be very difficult to really determine what regions, because the REITs also are looking at the acquisitions, not just in Singapore, but other major economies that could be impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, for instance, like Europe or Australia. is perhaps pressing the pause button and saying, hey, let's revisit some of these acquisition targets better down the road? Or should they perhaps take advantage of some of the lower valuations that might arise, if they do arise?
Yes, I think acquisitions would take a pause and acquisition would take a backseat at this point of time. And the key reason being the share price has fallen quite significantly. It would be very difficult for the REITs to make any accretive acquisitions at this point of time. And it is very hard to do a fundraising in this market where investors are clearly afraid of the market outlook and are running away from stocks, including REITs. So the focus on the REITs would be on the operational aspects on how best to contain this impact of this COVID-19 on their portfolio rather than an acquisition angle. So I would expect more and more REITs to look at their cost base and check how well to manage the cost, look at their tenant profile and engage their tenants so that they can be in the business for long term. So acquisition is definitely on pause for the moment and operations is the main thing.
All right. So we're speaking to Mr. Vijay Natarajan, who is the resident property and REIT analyst over at RHB Bank. We're talking about the REITs today, Vijay. You mentioned a number of them are going to have to go back to the drawing boards to look at their plans moving forward. But has this caused you at RHB to go back to your drawing board with regards to your earnings projections for the REITs across sectors? I mean, have you had to revise your outlook on the REIT sector in terms of earnings and distribution significantly? And if so, where are your projections now?
That's a good question. Again, things have changed quite drastically over the last 1 month. As I said, the outlook in terms of global economy has changed from a growth to a recession kind of scenario. We have been discussing with all the REITs, all the REIT managements to see how the impact is going to be. Our preliminary discussion with management is also saying that they are also monitoring the situation. The thing about REITs is that they have some locked-in leases, they have some rental agreements which protects them in the near term. But what is clear, what is somewhat unknown at this point of time is that how deep the economic impact is going to be, how their when the leases come up for renewals, how much of the impact is going to be. So we are currently assessing the situation in terms of how much the impact is going to be. At this point of time, we definitely see a clear downside impact, but we are still assessing how much of downside with the management. So we haven't published an official numbers in terms of how big the impact is going to be, but we will do so after speaking to management.
All right, Vijay, let's focus on one particular REIT sector that that still looks a bit dicey at the moment. We know that China is beginning to reopen their economy, and there's signs of the spread or the outbreak in China really coming down and also under control. Some folks worry that the Chinese sentiment might not recover, but some of the optimists are saying there could be some vengeance buying that could drive some of these Chinese consumers back to the stores, which could favor some of these China-focused REITs here in Singapore. What's your assessment for this particular sector, the China-focused REITs that are listed here in Singapore? Do you think it's going to be a hopeful next couple of months, or do you think there's still too many uncertainties surrounding the sector?
I think I would say somewhere in between the scenarios which you pointed out. Yes, the economy has is coming back to slowly to normal. But I think it will take some time for the business activities to fully kick in. From what we understand at this point of time, the businesses are back open, but they are still running short of labor, manpower shortages because people are still, there are still some travel restrictions in place. There is also, the other thing is also how the sentiments are going to come back. If you look at the China-focused REITs, a lot of the China-focused REITs listed in Singapore are retail-based. So we still don't know, we still haven't seen retail consumers come back full-fledged to the market to buy in shopping malls. There is also an e-commerce post logistics-based REITs in Singapore. Again, e-commerce sector is a boon at this point of time, but still there are some hiccups or the sentiments haven't come back to full force at this point of time. So we would wait for one or two quarters more to get a clear picture on this. The other thing which also to be noted is that we are also understand from a lot of these China-focused REITs that many of the tenants are asking for rent rebates for the period during which they couldn't operate normally. So there could also be some pressure if the landlords or if the REITs chose to give some rent rebates during that period. So we would things are looking optimistic in China-based REITs, but I think it is too early to call a bottom.
All right, and Vijay, you did talk about consumer sentiment there being very important for the China-focused REITs. Let's talk about the retail and commercial REIT space in more broadly. I spoke to an airline analyst recently and asked him about possibly there being overhang on consumer sentiment being dampened even if the outbreak actually subsides. Is there a fear that the continued social distancing, the dampened consumer sentiment, perhaps a trauma for consumers to go out and spend at some of these retail establishments that are managed by REITs? Do you think this might impact the REIT sector negatively down the road? Is this an actual worry that say the likes of CapitaLand Mall or Mapletree Commercial Trust have to worry about?
Yes, I would say there is a slight concern. I mean, even before this crisis was unfolding, retail sector was impacted by other factors like e-commerce, rising e-commerce trends, changing consumer pattern. So adding to that trend, now we also have this COVID-19 impacting the retail sector. So retail landscape has been evolving and changing. In small economies, in small places like Singapore, I still see that there is a need for retail because in Singaporeans, in the end, love to shop. They love to go out and do some, at least buy some F&Bs or go to some F&B stores and eat. So there is still going to be a demand for retail REITs, but I think globally there would be more of shift towards off-market activities where deliveries and e-commerce kind of environment would pick up. So only the stronger ones, stronger retail REITs would eventually survive in the long run, in my view.
All right, and Vijay, last question, I guess. Perhaps this is a time to ask about whether or not there are any REIT sectors that might weather the storm better than others. We've talked about the commercial REITs, we've talked about the China-focused REITs. Are there any REIT sectors out there that might actually perhaps come out of this relatively less scathed, for lack of a better term, because we know they're all going to get impacted, right? Or is there any of them that might actually come out of this a little less worse for wear?
Yeah, I think one name that comes to my mind is the healthcare REIT, which is the Parkway Life REIT and the First REIT at this point of time. Healthcare sector would still see a demand despite this COVID-19. In fact, this could also increase the demand for the healthcare sector at this point of time. So healthcare REITs are relatively defensive and it is counter-cyclical in nature. So that could be a beneficiary. And REITs which have a longer master leases, longer WALE kind of thing, can potentially weather the impact if this scenario goes away in maybe a shorter term. Because in 2-3 quarters, if things starts getting better and economy slowly starts coming back, REITs with longer WALEs and stronger tenants could eventually benefit. So in terms of the sector preferences, the most defensive is healthcare, followed by industrial, followed by office, followed by retail and hospitality in our view.
All right, fantastic ranking there. Let's see if all this actually pans out as we wait for the smoke to clear from the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Vijay Natarajan, RHB resident analyst for property and REITs, thank you so much for joining us on Market View to give us a better view of this particular sector. And I hope you stay safe and are in good health for you and your family. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me, and hope the scenario gets better soon.